The Tasmanian Country Hour with Tony Briscoe on ABC Radio Hobart and Tasmania.
And further growth in the $6 billion global market for essential oils is helping to drive expansion of the industry in the state's northeast. Frank and son Kirk Wagner have invested nearly $500,000 on equipment to accommodate the doubling of production in parsley and native plant extracts. Larissa Smith caught up with the pair on the family farm at Winnalea.
We're up in the centre of the farm. We've got eucalyptus trees for a plantation here. The oil market for eucalyptus oil has taken off in the last 3-4 years. 4 years ago, it was hardly worth anything. It was only around down to about $8 or $9 a kilo. And now it's up to about $26 a kilo. So, and the world market's taken, wanted it. There's a lot of gone into the health foods for flavouring, and eucalyptus trees are pretty good for the mentho in it.
You've just picked a couple of leaves. What are they smelling like?
It's a weird smell. It doesn't quite smell like gum, but it's a lot stronger.
You can smell the menthol there.
Yeah, the menthol in there, that's really strong in that one. Yeah. Where the one Kirk's just probably had is probably just a little bit different. There's a fair bit of difference in each plant. Gradually we've got to work out which ones are the best ones and then go for a high-end market for the best oil.
Probably toothpaste it smells a bit like, you could say. Really? That's the easiest way to explain it.
What's the optimum age for these trees to get the best oil?
A metre high, bushy little trees. You can just go through, chop them out back to near just above the ground, and they shoot back from the stump again. That's the advantage of radiata. They grow from the stump. So you just keep it nice and low and have them in a plantation, and they yield pretty well. If these are all too big. These are 3-4 metres high now. Really want cutting off at ground level and see what they do.
We're just trying to get seed off them now so we can grow our next crops of them so we can expand them too. So that's the reason why they're growing a bit, trying to get the seed out of them.
But you can tell the difference in some of the trees.
Yeah, the leaves are different. So if you grab a sample of one leaf, so if you smell that one.
Strong.
And then that one there.
Completely different.
Completely different.
And the younger trees, the younger leaves up the top of the tree are always stronger, and then the ones hanging over down towards the bottom because they are mature. So it's the same with any oil. The earlier it is, immature stuff is always sort of the better oil, smells better.
So this one has a lot more younger plants, so you just squish them up in your hands and tear them apart a bit so the smell comes out. And so that's a different smell again. So they're all varying smells. So that's one of the things we've got to work out with these radiatas. How do we even that out so we can get a consistent oil going forward? So that's one of the big challenges we've got with these sort of natives, is getting that even smell.
What's the potential for natives, extracting essential oils from native plants?
Fairly good, because you've got Kunzea and you've got these gum trees. They're all natives. I think the market's going pretty well on that. There's lemon pepper, tea tree. That's pretty good too. But yeah, the advantage is this gum tree is that you can put it in a bit more your rougher country where you can't crop and still have a high value crop in there for a long time.
Where do you see the growth in essential oils on your farm?
I reckon it's both places, in the natives and in the herb oils. It's in both. Fennel, all of them.
You've pretty much doubled your acreage in the last couple of years, haven't you?
2012, we had about 40 hectares in to 35, I think it was, and now we're up to 93 hectares last year. The year before that was 43 hectares, so in 12 months we doubled, and at the moment it looks like we can nearly double again, and that's what the market's doing. They never really got enough oil off us this year. We needed more, so it's a big market now. Parsley oil's helps in the flux in the stomach. They've got a tablet, and also it's got an antibacterial component now, so that's our biggest market will be, a bit of parsley oil.
It's just a massive shift in the world market of, against antibiotics and that sort of stuff, and it's only going to keep shifting as well, so I see the markets changing more and more down the track into different herbs and natural oils as they as more research gets done on them, they find different components in them all. I can only see it shifting even more into different crops that we're not even thinking of right now.
And that's good for your pocket.
Could be. Could be. We'll see when we find what they are.
EOT have actually found new markets too in the last 2-3 years, and they've signed up with Young and Living, which is a big American company, and they've buying a lot of oil and increasing all the time. In 2012 they made $200 million sales, and in 2016 they went up to 1.2 billion sales. Companies selling the little 15-30 mil bottles on their net, and that's where it's all going, and everybody wants them.
Back in 2012, and that when we was growing parsley, and even back before then, back into the early 90s, and that when parsley was grown in Winley, there was a lot of 1 year deals done. Well, now all these big companies are all wanting 3, 4, 5 year deals on their oils and that. So that gives us a lot more confidence going forward as well. That mind shifting instead of 1 year deals, multi year deals. So that's great for us.
It's Kirk and Frank Wagner growing parsley and radiata pine at Winnalea for Essential Oils of Tasmania, talking there to Larissa Smith. If you go to our ABC Rural Facebook page, you'll see more details and a photo of some of those parsley seeds.